This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
All you got to do is find the right button. Don't be seeing your host listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Welcome back. I really do appreciate the time you guys spent. Well, actually, I appreciate the time you spent with me and the time you put up with me. Not hitting the right buttons and such. All right. Listen, head up to my website, realside.com. I want you to do a couple things up there. I want you to either sign up for my email or sign up for text messaging. That's really simple. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. I will tell you that the emails are not getting through. They're bouncing back, some of them. You're going to see a major change here soon. You know, I belong to the same group, or did belong to the same group, that Alan West belonged to when it came to getting information out. It's called Liberty Alliance. It's a different name now. I'm trying to get the information out over the internet and on our websites and such. Alan West was one of the people that was in the group. And the man was getting millions and millions and millions of hits every month. And it started to dwindle off. It dwindled off quickly, not slowly. Not like people were losing interest in him. And many of us lost our traffic in a short period of time. Now, this isn't to have you feel sorry for me. I want you to hear what's been going on lately that you're hearing about, where conservatives are being yanked down from Facebook and Twitter in big numbers, is nothing new. I just got a notice pop up from Facebook. Your video's been muted. This is why I'm not beating my brains out on Facebook. For some of you who want to stay there, fine. One of these days you're going to show up there, we're going to be gone. And the reason we're going to be gone, frankly, at this point, is I'm not chasing them. I'm not chasing them. I mean, I love you guys, but I'm not chasing you. You need to find people that you're in line with, that you like. Look, oh, I missed that one. Actually, there's two of them that were muted now. But seriously, with all fully aside gone, these platforms are deciding what we can get out, what we can't. Look at what happened. Did you see anything about Hunter Biden? Really? On these mainstream social media platforms? Right? And now I know Hunter Biden is doing a happy dance because he thinks his dad's going to be president. Look at the money he made when his dad was vice president. Look what money the family made when he was vice president. Can you imagine now that he's president what's going to happen? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anybody see some of the posts from Kim Klasick? Do not. Look, you need to keep reaching out to her, for those of you in the East Coast and Baltimore especially. That poor thing, I don't know how often she was involved in politics, but I saw some of the comments that she made. She's not distraught. She is just flabbergasted that these people have been living in poverty and squalor and all kinds of things for decades, voting the same people over and over again. And the guy that didn't even work for the seat got elected. And she's sitting there scratching her head. Apparently, she hasn't been attacked by her own party yet. Give it time. But she would have been a great addition. Some of these young people that have stepped up, like her and others, to take their proper places. We need to help strengthen them. We need to help make them strong. So when they lose or take a beating or nasty thing, somebody against them, they can hold. 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Also want to thank AUN for carrying the show. You can find us in all through Northern California on video. Why anybody wants to look at this on video, I have no idea. San Francisco, San Rafael, San Jose, Silicon Valley. I am glad we're there. I've been railing against you guys forever. I grew up not in Silicon Valley, but technically later on, I grew up in the technology world. You know, and I've been up there, and I've been up in, up to Redmond, where Microsoft is. I've got a whole career in technology that you guys don't even know about. And I remember I did a teaching on Facebook, not a religious one either. I'm talking about to a couple of what do they call it? Chamber of Commerce's. And we were talking about how fast at the time Facebook was just, think about this, was under a billion users, just under a billion. Because I remember opening up saying, here is a company that is just coming up on a billion people. If everybody in this country had access to their product, that's only 350 million, so think. And they were growing like crazy. But at the time, there was no real, not as nasty as it is today when it came to politics. A lot of what was going on, grandma got to see the kids graduate. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think they had live video at the time. You could shoot it live. You're right. Somebody's correcting me already. You could shoot it on YouTube and have the YouTube feed live through Facebook, but they didn't do their own. And again, we let this happen. And there's a whole bunch of, social justice platforms out there. Just be careful. I say be careful because we find out they're wolves in sheep's clothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or, sign up for the text messaging. TRS to 77-222. Joe Messina will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, on the air, in the just in the chat rooms, being involved, being engaged. So I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about what we were some of the other information here that's coming in as we're talking. It's interesting how when it comes to any of this corruption. Right? I mean, you actually have... Now, this is a big deal. Well, we'll have to find it somewhere. So, check this out. A Democrat working at the Philly Ballot Counting Center called out the corruption there. And she actually did a video. She called it out. Twitter pulled it down because it violates their policies. All right, let's see. Oh, took this one down too. All right. So here, this is great. This is why I keep telling you guys. I moved to Parler. And I know some of you guys had problems with it, but I'm not moving. All right, moved over to Spreely. Because I know the people there. I know what they're doing behind the scenes. I know how hard they're working. I'll tell you something else I know for sure. They will not pull our pages. So you do what you want to do, but I'm on Spreely.com. And I'm on Parler. I am not going to go over to MeWe and WeD and all the... I'm getting requests to go everywhere. I'm not doing it. I think it's going to hurt us. I really do. I think ultimately it's going to hurt us. And we don't need to be doing that. We already have enough pain and aggravation. We don't need more. So the number of votes cast for Joe Biden far exceeds those cast for that state's Senate candidates. Only in the swing states, though. Well, those cast for Trump and GOP senators remains far closer. So every place you saw Trump and GOP senators voted for, the margin was, you know, was a lot smaller. So it was together. It was people were voting for the same kind of principles. Right? The ones for Joe Biden, there were many, 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 many ballots that only had Joe Biden. You know, check off on them. That account has been suspended. More votes, there's another tweet, than registered voters across the country. This is false information, so they pull a tweet. But you guys want to hang in there. A Democrat working at the Philly ballot counting the counting center, she called them out with proof as to what they were doing and what they were told to do. And there were others who came forward, too. That tweet has been pulled as unverified information. It never stops. But I'm going to go right back to what I said earlier. It's our fault. We've allowed this to happen over the years. We've never pushed. We after an election, when we win, or you know everything goes well as far as we're concerned, we step back and decide at that point in time, since we won, since everything's okay, since it's all cool, eh, we don't have to make any noise. It's all good. Right? We shouldn't do that. Bully comes back the next day. The bully keeps coming back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that we spend together. Now, I don't know what this means yet. I guess Trump came out with a tweet just a little while ago. Oh, Donald Jr., I'm sorry. Pennsylvania's at 45,000, Wisconsin's at 20, Georgia's at 10, and falling, all of them. They want recounts. In 2016, Michigan was 11K, and Wisconsin was 23K, Pennsylvania was 44K plus. How did it flop like this? And I don't want to hear that garbage where they don't like the way he talks, because that's not true. Right? And how big of fools are we that we allow this Dominion voting system into our states? Right? 92 of the donations from Dominion employees last year went to Act Blue, Bernie Sanders, and what is this? Four to the Trump campaign. This is amazing. Anyhow, back to, you've got this voting software, voting company, voting system provider, totally run by Democrats. Showed you earlier where one of Nancy Pelosi's, one of her employees actually works for them. It's not a flunky employee, it's a big one. Right? So when you look at this, see, I'm trying to take this from a common sense standpoint, from an integrity standpoint, but they don't have any. Seriously. You have, and you have no idea. You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. On both sides, actually. I mean, I get some insight. But when you see what, finally what they, hopefully this will all come to light, but when you see finally what they're doing in the background, truly what they're doing, I think you're going to be floored and surprised. There are some suggestions up there, too, at this point. If your ballot has it, I don't know how every state has it, but in California, there's a way to check and see if your ballot made it in. If your ballot didn't make it in, you need to make as much noise as humanly possible. Really. You have to. Because you don't want these people off the hook. You want to make sure they're as uncomfortable as humanly possible when they're trying to play with your votes. No more. You can't let this go. We can't let this go. No matter what side of this we end up on, we cannot let this go on. Please. Push back, fight back, scream back. Do what you got to do. Get in their faces like they get in our faces. Don't be nasty. Don't be rude. That's all I'm talking about. Be forceful. Tell you what, Representative Mo Brooks said when we come back from the break, he believes that the presidential election is being stolen. Ah, but there's a way to turn it around. There's a way to fix it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mancini, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania, alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counts, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. On top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says there are more cases of improper conduct in the Pennsylvania election. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that evidence of ballot harvesting has been uncovered in the Keystone State.
We're now finding potentially that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time. you can't ballot harvest in Pennsylvania. What are the odds that 25,000 people in different locations of the same age group requested at the same time a ballot?
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. So, if you really want to help out, that's not what I was getting at in the last segment, but if you really do want to help out, and some of you are already doing so, I so much appreciate the, you know, some of you donate once a month, once in a while, whatever you can do is always great. I do appreciate any amount. Because it used to be in the old days, I won't give out any numbers because I don't want to shock anybody, but we could do well on social media. And I think to our detriment, frankly, we relied way too much on it. I mean, really, seriously, we just way too much relied on, oh my God, this is a nice stream, it's coming in, it'll keep things going, it's good, it's wonderful, the whole nine yards. And then, man, when they cut it, like they can do, right? Now you got a revenue stream you got to fill because, you know, you got stuff to pay for around here. I'm not the only guy, they all do. But that was our fault, we relied on them. We should always rely on ourselves. We should always rely on, you know, a multitude. Well, obviously, says, and I right away can already feel it. Yes, we should rely on God first. Got that. But we're still supposed to go do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me see. What else is there? Oh, yeah. I was talking about Representative Mo Brooks. He said the president election was stolen. He argues the House Republicans could still allow Trump to retain the presidency under the Constitution. What's he talking about? What's the Constitution? What is that? And that's mostly what I want to deal with, you know, during these segments. What are we doing? What's going on? What can you expect? All Republicans better get on board, right? They all rode the great ones' coattails. Can't have any fence. There can't be one. Any Republican who doesn't stick up for President Trump, elected Republican, in this battle, deserves to be voted out next time around. Period. Mo Brooks says presidential election stolen. He argues House Republicans could make it happen. During an interview that aired last week in Huntsville, Alabama, Brooks called into question the presidential election results raised the possibility of the House Republicans acting to ensure the will of the voters is acknowledged. The election has yet to be called for either incumbent, right? Either incumbent Trump or Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden. Now, according to Brooks, the presidential election could be challenged on two grounds. that it did not occur on the day it officially designated by the U.S. Congress, and that there were possible fraudulent practices in place that undermined the election. Now, the number one reason he gives is probably the strongest. Because remember, it's a state issue on how to make it happen to a big degree within certain guidelines. But it's the federal issue. It's a constitutional issue on when. Really. I mean, the primaries are one thing. But the constitutional issue of the day that you have the president election, it can't go on for days at a time. Done, counted, ready to close up on the first Tuesday of the month of November. Now, the only one that can change that's not a state. That's a state Supreme Court, not a governor. Congressional legislators can change it. That's it. He went on to say, let me emphasize what I'm going to say next. The legal research is still being done by his office and many others. If something comes up that'll change my mind, then you know what? I'll change my mind. I'll let people know. It's important to understand what the United States Constitution says, though. That's what we should be using as a guideline. The United States Constitution says that Congress shall set the time of these federal elections. Congress did that in Title II of U.S. Code, Section 7. We set a day. Not whatever day you decide. It's not some day in November. There is a day. We did not set an election week. We didn't set an election month. We didn't set an election season. We set a day. Now, that's when the votes are supposed to be cast, counted, finished, end of discussion. A day, by the way, for some of you who don't realize it, is a 24-hour period. Right? Now, you can give an exception to absentee ballots. See, I don't feel the same way. I would say absentee ballots have to be mailed the day before. Come on, we know this. We know. Voting is so important, such an important right that we have. We know that this thing has got to be in by Tuesday, should be into the voter's office by Tuesday. Now, it's one thing. Yeah. A mail, U.S. mail truck that gets stuck somewhere, that's one thing. You got our guys, our men and women overseas fighting. If they get them signed up and gone and back in again, and it doesn't get back in time, okay, I got that. We'll work on it. Their votes should count. They're fighting for us. Every other vote is illegal. That mass mail-in voter scheme, which Democrats have put they've really, really finessed that well. There's no way to know if the person who sent it in actually voted. None. Because as you saw in two states, they're not even checking signatures to make sure that they match. What signature they're checking against, I have no idea. But even so, when you have people that haven't voted in 20 years, all of a sudden a mail-in ballot goes to that house and they vote, somebody needs to check into that. Don't you find it interesting that when we talk about mail-in voting or the mail-in ballots and what they were going to do to make sure they were real and all this, all of a sudden a bunch of Democrat governors decide to mail them to everybody at every address. Every person that had ever voted living at that address got one. And again, as I said before, the mass, just the sheer mass of these ballots that were sent out were amazing. If you let social democrats get away with this, right, they won't just take the presidency. They're going to take the Senate. They're going to take the Congress. You will never see another Republican sitting on any one of those congressional committees again. I'm not joking. I'm serious. The Alabama congressman's solution was for the House to not ratify the Electoral College results, which they can do. That's within their right. Right? The Supreme Court, remember, theirs is an opinion. It's not law. When we have a vote on the House floor, there is no way in the world that I'm going to be voting to ratify the Electoral College votes from states where I believe that illegal votes have been distorted. I will be one of the people that'll stand up for the Constitution. Remember, it's the Congress that's supposed to make the decision, not the Supreme Court. And that's the other thing, too, you know, to a degree. It'll always be questioned. I said earlier, think about the people they've called illegitimate. Right? Like, Kavanaugh went too fast, according to them. But, you know, it dawned on me this weekend when I was thinking about everything. Amy Coney Barrett, I mean, think about how relatively easy it was to get her through. Right? You know why? They didn't have to put up a fight. They knew what was coming 30 days down the road. Or 2 weeks. They knew exactly what was going on. That's how evil they are. Now, they see it totally differently. But when Chuck Schumer came out today and said, we get that Senate, we'll have a whole new America. Remember when Obama said that and everybody kind of giggled and look what we got? See, they can't win. They can't survive unless you're in poverty. They can't win. They can't survive if you are prosperous. If you have a God before them. It doesn't do them well. It doesn't bode well for them. So again, until we step up, and I know we did a lot, don't get me wrong, not saying we didn't. But it's like that runner coming up on the end of the finish line. He's given it his all, or she's given it her all. They're coming up on the finish line. Just need that one extra push. What happens if they don't? Show me to your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
Have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'll give you a minute to dance.
We are back.
Love you guys. Nancy Pelosi will not be president. Okay. Bree, come on. Let's do. Some of you have been in Lamaze classes. Remember those? Just breathe deep. It'll be okay. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's go through some of the blatant vote stealing. The easy stuff. Let me see. What about this one? Okay. A man found stolen California ballots in a sewer covered in glue. Now, California thief broke in the neighborhood mailbox, dropped several absentee ballots, according to a local news outlet. It prompted fears that others were stolen. These were out of San Francisco. Now, Sammy Wahab watched from an apartment, and several people broke into a mailbox outside his corner store. The Reliance Market owner told the station that he was a thief drop at least one of the ballots. My God, I'll learn how to speak eventually. It's crazy though, isn't it? If you think about it, we know this is going on, and in California they put ballots everywhere. Did they put them out everywhere? A Northern California man and a supporter of President Donald Trump, they hung a mannequin resembling Joe Biden from a second story window, with a rope. The NBC News reported the man's home was vandalized Friday. The incident was reported after protests broke out Thursday night. All right, so why would you do that? I mean, why would you bother? God, we got so much people. You understand what's happening today? We let happen over decades of neglect. Many people felt like they didn't have a voice anyhow. They, you know, didn't matter what they voted for or what they did. That's kind of a defeatist attitude. No, it's not kind of. It is a defeatist attitude. You have to fight and fight and fight until either you have nothing left to fight with. And I mean nothing. Anyway, you guys ever work so much or you work on a project or doing something and you work so hard that you literally can't move. You can't move your butt out of bed. You can't get out of the chair. And if you ever walk anywhere, you just don't want to. Come on, really. Well, I've been there. Tammy couldn't get me up. I worked 2 or 3 days in a row. No, I mean like 2 or 3 days. I don't mean 2 8-hour days. Anyway, never really missed church, and it wasn't because I was so holy, but I needed that for me. Every Sunday I had to be there. And she couldn't drag my sorry butt out of bed no matter what she did. You know? And that's how you're going to have to work at this. You're going to have to work at this till you don't have the strength to get your sorry butt out of bed again. Right? You need to make sure that you have used every ounce of energy you have. If truly you want to save this government, save this republic. I won't say the government, but I'll say the republic. Now, some of you want to go picket and get in front of their homes and that kind of stuff, but that's not going to fix it. They have no shame. See, you have to have shame for the stuff to bother you. They have no shame in this stuff. Think about what they do and have done over the years that nothing gets to them as at. 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to hear from you. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure. And the more and more and more we see come forward, the more these whistleblowers come forward, the better off we are. Because I'm going to show you how it compounds on a daily basis. Let me see what I had. I had a whole bunch of whistleblower accounts here. There you go. Now, there was a Michigan worker that admitted to throwing out tens of thousands of Trump votes. Not 10 votes. Not 1,000 votes. Tens of thousands. Kyle Foxton, who lists Detroit, Michigan as his resident on Facebook. He's also listed with the Democrat Party as his employer. And that's only on one of his Facebook pages. Foxton didn't refute the statement, but instead asked, go away. What is that? Why do they always say self-proclaimed Marxist? Why don't you just say Marxist? So he was admitting to it. He was admitting he was a Marxist. He was admitting that he used Marxist ways to steal an election. But, you know, apparently it's still legit. Just ask Joe. I wonder if Joe even knows it's been an election. We can't confirm the authenticity of the claim, but we can confirm that Foden's message started to circulate on Facebook. Two of his three accounts went missing. The original message we got on Facebook when he clicked on his account said that their content was no longer available. We've been there. It happened to us a dozen times. Easy. You know, and again, you have these liberals working there. Not even the owners. I'm talking about working there. You've seen testimonies of what these people have done. No percussion from work. They're open to pull off. It is a liberal bastion of vacationism for these people. I don't know how you fix it, because these were the kids that did not like confrontation when they were kids. They just couldn't handle it. There are plenty of people. I wish you would call your local electoral, Well, local county, I guess. Because they call different things in different counties or different states. But call your local election officials. And tell them you don't see, listen, my vote didn't get counted, or I didn't ever got one, or you need to make noise, people. You just have to. Otherwise, this is what it's going to be for us in the coming years. We'll be sitting on the sidelines hoping that someday we'll make a crack, we'll do something, we'll be able to pull something off somewhere. And it won't be that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I think OAN, and I don't know for sure, and Newsmax, both. I think they're both on cable. Both on your phone, anyway. You can pull them both down. Don't wait. Do it. Just do it. Because you've lost Fox. I don't know how much longer Hannity and Carlson are going to hold on. And part of what they're doing, you know, you heard that, what is it, Tucker's number one most watched news source on cable radio? I would say it's true. People want the truth. They don't want to be lied to. Let them work it out. Let them figure it out in their own mind, what they're going to do or not going to do, for that matter. Really. Do they not? Well, I know they don't trust us. Who's the, anybody know the senator from Hawaii, remember? She thinks we're flaming idiots. If you're a Republican, you're a moron. If you're a Democrat, well, my God, you should be a professor. No matter how dumb you actually are. Let that sink in. But they never, like I said, they never stop with this stuff. So we have to be the poll watchers. We have to be the poll managers. We have to be the ballot counters. We have to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In one case, they saw a bag of ballots go to one of those Joe Biden buses. I'm sure nothing to think about. Not a big deal. So that's why I said it's so blatant. It's right in your face. They won't even try to hide it from you anymore because you know why? You don't do anything about it. Oh, yeah, you send me emails and you beef to some people, but they don't really do anything about it now, do they? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they don't try to clean it up? Because it's their people winning, people. Their people are getting the seats. Their people are not mainstream America. Look, the majority of Americans do not believe in partial birth abortion. They do not believe in post-birth abortion. And if they saw real videos of what took place, I'm sure there's a lot of the abortion types they would not be familiar with, nor would be comfortable with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, people, don't lose hope. Okay? For those who believe there is a God, well, even if you don't believe, I believe there is a God. Right? Don't get all anxious about everything. Call your local party. Find out what you can do to help them out. Call the local, whoever was running for office. Find out what you can do to help them out. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till he steps up at the podium on Inauguration Day. That's how I look at it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. I don't know. Give me your phone address. Give me your money. Check it out. You give money on there, too. Hey, have a great rest of the day.